Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of January 2018, Monday morning. And I remember my dad used to tell me when he would tell us to do something, whether it was clean out the garage or whatever, do a chore, weed the tomatoes, I want you to do this. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Well, with Christ, there are no ifs, ands, or buts about His completed work. Now, if you do this, I'll do that as far as eternal salvation. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm glad that His salvation is unconditional. I'm glad the gift of salvation is unconditional. You know, when you receive a gift, you almost feel an obligation to return it, don't you, with some other gift. We should feel an obligation to be obedient to the Word of God and to proclaim His praises for what He's done for us. But God's gift was not based upon us giving anything back to Him. Scripture tells us that while we were yet in our sins, Christ died for us. In fact, it tells us in the 9th chapter of Romans that the children not being yet born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. He loved Jacob not on any foreseen obedience of Jacob. He loved Jacob while he was yet in his mother's womb, before Jacob had done any good or evil. He loved every one of his elect while they were yet in their mother's womb, before they had done any good or evil. You know, Jeremiah said he knew him while he was yet in his mother's womb. And so, this choice of Christ for His people, they were given to Him by the Father. All that the Father has given Him will come to Him, and all that come to Him I will in no wise cast out. And all that are given to Christ by the Father will most assuredly come to Him. Not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. You know, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are His workmanship, who created in Christ Jesus unto good works. But this is really the true, unadulterated gospel, without any conditions, on the man's it's on will worship. And so anyway, when we think about this, we have to be in awe continually about God's love for His people. And in the Acts of the Apostles, proclaimed this great salvation throughout many different lands as they traveled about. And after the conversion of Paul, Apostle Paul, he joined within them. And he began to, along with Peter, proclaim the good news of the gospel also to the Gentiles, not just to the Jews. And you see that this unconditional election by God went across the world by the decree of God. Paul and Barnabas in the 13th chapter of Acts, verse 46, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of God should have been spoken, have first been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for the salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. The word of the Lord, what word of the Lord is he speaking of there? Of the completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross for his people. You know, that's what we're talking about. And he says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. All of those things Paul is proclaiming, that Christ has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Well, that's something to be praised. That's something that's very praiseworthy, you know, to realize that Jesus Christ has purchased eternal salvation for us. And something that we should never get tired of proclaiming. Should never get tired of proclaiming. In the third chapter of Titus, he says in the fourth verse, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Well, as I get older, the more I want to proclaim this great gospel. You know, second chapter of Isaiah says, verse 10, enter into the rock. And hide thee in the dust for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. You know, 119th Psalm, the 89th verse says, well, 88 through 89. This is a great little portion right here. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimonies of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. And so today, we continue to proclaim the goodness and the love of God, which He shed abroad in our hearts. And He tells us in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, which I never get tired of reading, because it is the gospel proclaimed in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And He says, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and He was afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so He opened not His mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare His generation? For He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was He stricken. And He made His grave with the wicked, and with the rich in His death, because He had done no violence, neither was any deceit in His mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He hath put Him to grief. And Thou shalt make His soul an offering for sin. He shall see His seed. He shall prolong His days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. He shall see the travail of His soul, and He shall be satisfied. By His knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide Him a portion with the great, and He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because He hath poured out His soul unto death, and He was numbered with the transgressors, and He bare the sin of many, and made transgressors. Intercession for the transgressors. What a wonderful proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you and be with you this day is my prayer.